Have you ever got stuck? It's like the modern day quicksand, analysis paralysis. You overthink a situation and you just can't pull the trigger. John.
Glenn.
When I need information, I go straight to Wikipedia. I changed the Wikipedia once. In my suburb, like Blue Bay, New South Wales, I wrote, and the mayor of Blue Bay is Glenn James. Someone deleted it.
So dicey.
Analysis paralysis describes an individual or group process where overanalyzing or overthinking a situation can cause forward motion or decision-making to become paralyzed, meaning that no solution or course of action is decided upon. It's real, isn't it?
When it comes to your life, you've never suffered from it.
No. I'm pretty much like shoot, fire, aim or something like that. Shoot, aim, fire.
And,
no.
And watch the fallout
shoot,
afterwards.
Fire. Yeah, that's right. Hey, I wanted to just pause and take the opportunity to thank all our listeners in Australia.
Mm.
Thank you to our listeners in the US, New Zealand, UK, Canada, Indonesia, the Netherlands, Singapore, China, and Greece.
Really?
They're our top 10 countries.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So they're not just over there on holidays listening. They actually live there.
They live there, John.
Wow.
They live there. So does that mean I can do a tax-deductible holiday to Greece to visit listeners?
Sounds
hey,
like it.
M3 Live Greece.
We're done.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We should organize it. Well, maybe we could do a group tour.
Yeah.
Like next year, we're doing an M3 Live in Greece and we get a group. And if you're an M3 listener, come on a holiday with us for a
Correct.
Week in Greece.
Instead of Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne,
yeah,
it's Greece, Netherlands, US.
Yeah, we're just doing it, guys. Yeah. So if you want to come for a M3 Greece next year,
yeah,
we're doing it.
They'll have to pay for our portion of the flight.
No, we just bury it in the fee. We're just like, yeah, it's $3,000 each and then like $200 in everyone's ticket is like for us. Yeah, we do it that way. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Hey, analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
It's real.
It is real.
It happens with more people than others. And I just wanted to dedicate this little segment to have a chat about it.
It's a good segment. And I love the people that admit that they've got it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't admit that that's what it is.
Totally.
And as a result, don't change.
All right.
So if you admit that you've got that, fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's address it and we'll try and show you how to overcome it.
So 2 hours ago, I told you to write down some points.
Yes.
So let's compare notes.
Let's do that.
All right. So do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first.
Sure. So I guess before we get into it, I'm talking today about not only analysis paralysis, but how do I achieve my goal? How do I take action? What do I do to get this row on the show?
Yes. Mine aren't in any particular order at all.
Of course not.
So
how many did you do?
How many did you do?
1, 2, 3, 4. I did 4 and then a round off with the fifth one.
That's why I did 4 and had a fifth one because I knew you'd have an extra.
All right, hit me.
All right, so this one hits the eyeballs of someone looking for property.
Right.
But you can apply it to every part of your life. Get off realestate.com when you don't know what you're looking for.
Sure.
So if it's I'm looking for a car, get off car sales until you know what it is that you actually want and you've got some parameters around that, right? So many people I listen to in what I'm doing is they're jumping on realestate.com, starting in Broome.
Or domain,
yeah, but commonly real estate because they've got the
Or our American
monopoly.
Listeners, Zillow. I'm actually looking for an American property.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No problems with waiting for a procrastination there.
No.
So they end up in a totally different stratosphere, having sat on there and just gone around in circles looking at different things. So you've got to have a clear strategy in what you're doing before you go and look for it.
And do you think it's as simple as before I open the websites, well, I know I need a deposit or equity to make the next move.
Yeah.
Then I need to know how much I want to spend.
That's right.
Then we need to pull the trigger on the house.
Yeah.
So but people are getting overwhelmed because they're looking at the end thing first.
That's right. The temptation of, oh, well, it's easy just to jump on realestate.com or domain and just, oh, that house looks nice. Well, hang on, I haven't got my funds in order yet. I don't know what I can borrow.
I just leaned over there to write another point down, but it was already one of my points.
Back to yourself. Yeah, so that's you've got to have a clear strategy in what it is you're doing, whether you're looking for a car, whether you're looking for a house, whether you're buying shares, whether you're going clothes shopping, I don't know. You've just got to have a clear strategy. Now, usually the procrastination is around big ticket items in someone's life. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, my house is a freaking mess because I'm lazy and I'm just procrastinating. Like for me, the dishwasher is it's full, it's been clean, but I've still got dishes in the sink that are dirty because I can't be bothered emptying the dishwasher.
Don't enjoy it.
But if we actually, my friend Beck, who was on the podcast previously about moving out of home for the first time, she said to me the other day, any tasks that take 5 minutes or less, you just got to do them.
Mm.
And I timed myself once emptying the dishwasher. Yeah. It took like 4 minutes. It was not even a big deal.
Yeah.
So we built these mountains in our mind and you just do them and it's not a big deal.
Yeah. And the longer you put them off, the bigger the target saves.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Okay. What's yours?
I'd like to set a timeline.
Yep.
And more so, and I'm talking about analysis paralysis. It's not a timeline before I purchase a home. I'm setting a timeline on which I must take action.
Yeah.
Whatever the task is or the goal, if it's starting a business, changing careers,
that's good.
So it might be, you know, within the next 6 months, I've got to do a couple of things, and then when the 6 months come, I'm jumping.
Yeah.
You've got to set parameters to make it real.
Absolutely. Yep. So you got the end goal in mind.
Set a timeline.
Yeah, love it. My next one is fear and uncertainty stops people from doing things. So they're overwhelmed with how big this decision is in their life, and the fear creeps in, or the uncertainty of what can go wrong. Stops them from actually executing that decision.
Yeah, and my favorite kind of thing for fear, it stands for false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
So the fear of me not wanting to unpack the dishwasher, if like as a basic thing, is it's such a big task.
Yeah.
It's going to take so much time. I've got to stand there, and that's false evidence appearing real.
That's
like
right.
It's really, but if you go up the line, it's like, I want to start a new business.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we need to kind of put some timelines in and some strategy to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fear is a very interesting one.
Mm. And I live by the motto of it's never as good as it seems and it's never as bad as it seems. So the fear, as you mentioned, is we put the fear in our own minds, not usually external factors. But I think the longer we put it off, going back to your point, is the worse and harder it gets, or in our own mind. So I think we need to look it in the eyes and address it quickly.
Yeah, and the whole thing, it's like with the timeline thing, you might set a timeline for 6 months or a year, but actually only focus on the day at a time because the fear creeps in. Well, see, okay, this is an interesting one, John. When I started my own business, I was worried I've got no clients booked for next month. How am I going to get money next month?
Yeah.
That was a crippling fear that next month the mortgage might come in or the rent and I'll have no money. So I was thinking about next month. I actually had to do some assessment of that thought process with the fear. Why am I not worrying about 10 years' time?
Yeah.
The same that I'm worrying about next month. So for me, there was no difference. I need to have the same amount of fear of what am I going to do for an income in 10 years' time as I did for a month's time, because both of them were after today and in the future.
Mm.
So I just had to focus on doing what I can today and not worrying about the future.
Yeah. So bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Next one.
And again, this might be if you are wanting to invest, if you want to buy a property, if you want to start a business, if you want to change your career, if you want to study something. I did this when I started my own business. I had my journal And writing stuff down helps.
Yes.
Like on paper.
Love it.
I've got a book that's at my table at home and I write ideas on, or sometimes it's if I'm driving, so if I've got to drive up to the Port Macquarie or something like that, a 5-hour drive, I'll have a pencil and the book in this car with me.
Yeah.
So
one hand on the wheel and the other hand on you.
Yep, that's right. So if I get an idea, I can write it down. I would say write down a list of things that you must do to achieve that task.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you need to do is slowly just check them off one by one.
Yes.
So it's not this fear, I want to start a business one day.
Yeah.
That's scary. I can't pull the trigger on it. Because again, you're looking at the future.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back and go, okay, here's 10 things. And I wrote 20 things down from think of a name, think of a logo, get a website, get an ABN, all this stuff, right? Yeah. And all I did, I focused on just ticking one thing a day, one thing a week off that list.
Yeah.
And then we've got movement.
That's right. Yeah. And I think what, in addition to that, what people suffer from is being overwhelmed because they've got too much on their list and they try and get it all done too quickly.
That's right. But if you've got a timeline of 6 months and 20 things on the list, well, I'm not going to worry. I'm just going to do one thing at a time.
Each day.
Because we've just got to get moving.
Yeah. Just action, isn't it? Yeah. So the next one I've got is, you've got to set your goals, as you mentioned, but I think it's sometimes a lack of experience in that certain area, right? Now, the example is buying a home for the first time, right? So there's a lack of experience because I haven't done that before. And further to that, I've got 5 years of my hard-earned savings all there in a bank account, and I've got one decision to make and one property to purchase. The overwhelming fear around that and the lack of confidence in that certain field stops me making a decision quickly.
Yeah.
So as a result, we go around in circles.
So what would you say your bullet point is there for that point?
To overcome that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only way you can do that is to educate yourself and get confidence through education and knowledge. Okay, let's clear our strategy up. Let's get our goal in line with what we want. And then we've got a borrowing capacity. We know what we can spend. So now we've got some education around what we want. Now let's look into the market that we're going to buy in, understand the market that we're in, the suburbs, what prices are, what houses are selling for, and then let's go.
And I will say, like, you're in your own little freaking property world over there.
Mm.
It's not all about the fear of buying property. It's
the fear of...
I want to invest. I want to change careers. I want to get a new relationship. I want to do this. I want to try tap dancing for the first time. I want to move suburbs.
Correct. But the philosophy is the same.
Exactly.
I need to get confident in that area.
That's right. And okay, here's one. I want to move to another city for more opportunities. I know I need to, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
Go and have a weekend with friends down there.
In there. That's
just
right.
Just go spend the weekend walking around, getting a vibe for the city.
Yeah.
Because that will then help.
Mm.
The analysis paralysis. And now, to be honest, all these things, like many things that we talk about, all of them working together will give you the best shot of taking action and achieving your goal, or, you know, jumping off the cliff into that next thing.
Yeah.
Now, I will say we need to understand there's three main human temperaments, and I've talked about this before. There's the thinker, feeler, and doer, okay? We've got different blends. I'm a compulsive thinker doer. That's my my blend.
Yeah.
So I can think, do. Where if you're a compulsive thinker, you might just go round and round in circles, think. Many of the big leaders and the company CEOs, a lot of those people are doers.
Yeah.
Right? Just do, get things done, delegate. Yeah. So this is a bigger problem for, say, engineers, because they need it to be all the detail before they act.
Shout
out to our engineers listening.
Yeah.
So some people don't have this problem. I certainly don't. I start a lot of things and I'm not a finisher, but that's a weakness as well. So it's just about conquering the fears, knowing who you are.
Yeah, understanding your traits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there is some big life thing, like I want to change careers, go and chat with a counselor or a psychologist.
Yeah.
Like just as an independent third party to workshop it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Which actually leads into my other point, my next point, get help.
Yep.
So recognize that, hang on, I can't pull the trigger here.
No.
I need some third party action to make sure that I can actually pull the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. And in reference to you, I want to change cities or move into state, talk to someone who's done it.
Absolutely.
Get some confidence from them to say, well, this is how I went about it. Now you've got some knowledge around it. Away you go.
Because I'm talking to you at the moment and you might be somewhere in the middle of Australia or the middle of America.
Yep.
And you know you've wanted to do that thing and you've talked about it for 2 years.
Yes.
You've told your friends about, I'm doing this. You're a gunner. We call it, you're a gunner.
Yeah.
You're going to do this, going to do this. You've got to actually get some traction happening.
Yeah, yeah. And for me early on, when it was starting businesses and moving into state, it was running away from the fear of what I didn't want, which made me take action.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
So you've got to find your sticking point that gives you enough drive to make that decision. Well, what if I don't make that decision? What's the impact?
So I would say in the get help, it might be a third party counsel or a psychologist if you want that type of encouragement. If you don't have some good life-giving friends, it might be an accountant to crunch some numbers. It might be a financial advisor to show you some possible strategies. It might be a clarity call with John in the property world. It might be a careers coach at your university. You just need to get out of your head, put some structure in place and overcome the paralysis.
Yeah, that's occurring. Yeah.
And even making the first step will feel amazing.
Yeah.
Like you want to start that business, register a domain, think of a name.
Yeah.
Just make that first step.
Yeah, you're right. Like action alleviates so many fears, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like taking that small step every day will alleviate.
I mean, when I go home this afternoon and empty the dishwasher, I'll be like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
No. I mean, no, I've done it in 3 minutes instead.
Totally, totally. Yeah. So what else have you got there?
I think one that's maybe underrated is having a positive mindset.
Yeah.
So there's so many negative thoughts that pop into people's heads on a daily level. And the human brain naturally creates negative connotations into it, doesn't it, on a daily level. So we need to overcome that by producing more positive ones, which make a result.
Some of you listening, your biggest weakness is someone presents an idea to you or your spouse or partner says something and you rip it to shreds with all the bad things.
Yeah.
So, but your strength is you could be an amazing critical thinker.
Mm.
So you need to flip that around and that goes to mindset. And we're going to do an episode and we might do it next week about mindset, money mindset, life mindset, because it's a real thing.
Oh, it brings, if not 95, definitely 90% of any success, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like you can be the most talented person in the planet in any area, but if you haven't got that positive mindset and that drive, then you'll fall short.
And the mindset thing, it could be, can you listen to an audio book? Can you read a book?
Yeah.
And that kind of goes into the get help.
Yeah, it is the get help section, but I think internally saying, well, I'm going in with an open mind and it's going to be a positive one. Sure, I need to look at the negatives or the disadvantages of this decision, but I'm going in with an open, positive mind to begin with.
I've got a couple of other ones here. Hmm. Are you done with yours yet?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I wrote more down as we're going.
Yeah, sure you did.
Yeah. Don't worry about what others think.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's such a banger, isn't it?
Mm.
It's like, I don't want to do this
yeah.
because my parents will think that. My best friend will think this.
Yeah.
My spouse or partner might think that.
Yeah.
So the fear of not pulling the trigger could be, I'm worried what other people will think.
Yeah. And really, they couldn't care less about you.
Your family might care. So I guess I would go back to say, and I heard it on a podcast, I forget the one, this guy called and he was like, I want to do this, but my family won't, they won't like the idea or something, a career change or whatever. And the guy said to him, I can't remember what it was. He said, I would tell your family, hey, I'm doing this.
Mm.
I don't need your support, but I would value it.
I'd like it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So the family thing's such a big one.
Yeah, it
is. And if you're not on the same page with your spouse, like you might have this great idea to move cities, change careers or whatever. The paralysis could be that, well, my spouse will murder me if I do.
Yeah.
That could be a legitimate thing. But I think it's that, it's the same category there, being on the same page.
Yeah, for absolutely. That issue. And there's transparency needed there, isn't it? Because why they don't approve it is maybe because it affects them in some way.
Yeah, and I guess the whole thing as well, it's like we talk about as an individual, I'm in my own echo chamber as my mind and it all makes sense in my mind, but it sucks. When you're in a relationship, the two people in that relationship, it can form its own echo chamber.
Yeah.
So that's why if both of you in your echo chamber have this paralysis, apathy, procrastination, I think you both need to go through this exercise of, okay, well, here's 10 things we're going to do. Let's delegate some tasks.
Yeah.
Let's get a third party in to talk to both of us.
Yeah.
Let's get this moving. So it's funny. A lot of people go, it's funny because I look in at other relationships and go, oh, you guys can just nail this, but they're in their own little echo chamber.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can be a product of your own environment, can't you?
So yeah, absolutely.
You want to surround yourself with that positivity and not listen to the naysayers.
Yeah. So I want to bring it home with probably two main points and then a third banger, which I learned the other day.
Okay.
Okay, John.
Righto.
These are the absolute ones that I reckon hit the nail on the head for the analytical people. The first one, they're aiming for perfect.
Yeah.
They want it to be absolutely perfect before they pull the trigger.
Yep.
You want a real life example of this? Go back and listen to season one of our podcast.
Yes. We wouldn't be here today if we were aiming for perfect.
If we were aiming for perfect, I would have never started this. And season one and the reviews tell us that even what you're listening to now isn't perfect. It's not, but I just wanted to get started.
Yeah.
Perfection doesn't exist.
Well, in our mind, it's relative. Yeah.
It's, I often say perfection is like law. It's just hard line.
Yeah.
It's so bad. But the imperfection has grace.
Yeah, you're going quite deep now.
Yeah, like that's just the perfection doesn't exist. There's got to be compromises in everything.
Yeah, but it comes back to giving your best version of you, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Your best efforts, right? And that's all you can ask.
Yeah. So aiming for perfect before I pull the trigger doesn't exist. So get rid of that.
Yeah.
The second one is identical, the yin and yang to that argument is I'm worried about making the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Because if I don't get it perfect, that means I've made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
I don't want to make the wrong decision. So it's this dance back and forward. And it's so savage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the longer you put off making a decision, the harder it becomes, the more overwhelmed you become. I don't think you – well, and I'll refer it back to property because
that's not
what I do.
Yeah.
Right? You're never 100% when you're executing a purchase. You never say, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy that thing. I'm 100% on this thing. There's no negative thoughts. Like, that's rubbish.
But even like, and this is the thing, you need to know it's okay if you make a decision and you get it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, remember, we answer so many questions about, oh, do I change uni degrees? Do I do this? Do I do that? I mean, I don't think anything's wasted.
No.
And it's a learning process.
Yeah. Just don't die wondering.
Don't die wondering. I use the example, you're over there thinking about it. I'm over here doing it.
Yeah.
And a real life example, so many people, they put questions up in the Facebook group and we love it. Don't stop because it's good discussion. I want to get the absolute best interest rate in my savings account.
Yeah.
Now, that logic is flawed. Because it means if there's another better account and a better bank the next day, you have to move your money because you're hanging your hat on the highest interest rate.
That's right.
Now, if you're going to a savings account because it's got the best online interest rate at 2.25%, I'm just making a number up.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow there's a 2.56%. You've moved your money to save 10 cents extra.
Yeah.
The amount of drama that you create in your life, where I'm over here just shoveling money in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might only have a 2% interest rate, but I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about, and I'm moving my arm like a shovel in right now.
You are. But even more so, you're leveraging it. You're not trying to save money, you're leveraging it.
Yeah.
Which is even more powerful, isn't it?
There's no perfect anything.
Yeah. No, that's right.
And even like there's a book by Malcolm Gladwell called Outliers. I would encourage anyone to read that, right? Mm-hmm. And they talk about in the NBA, like if you're over 6 foot, it's good enough.
The NBA?
Yeah, like the basketball in America. Yep. Yeah. Whether you're 6'2", 6'5", it doesn't matter because over 6 foot, it's good enough. Mm. Like if you're a good player. So it's just really interesting. Like don't try and grow to 6'5" before you join the team.
Yeah.
Because it's good enough.
Yeah.
So don't try and chase to the nearest 0.1 of an interest rate before you start saving because you're using it as a freaking excuse.
Yeah. No, no excuses in this world. And I'm grateful that most of the people that I speak to as our listeners have a really good, solid, positive mindset. They just want – they're a thirst for knowledge and to then take action.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hey, I know I crap on all the time about getting our foundations in place, but our personal protection plan is something you need to do today. I know many of our listeners have got this set up, but if you're one of them and haven't already, go to sortyourmoneyout.com, click get help, and I'll put you in touch with someone who can guide you through. Generally, there's no cost to have an initial chat. And if you're young, fit and healthy, you need to get this stuff in place today. If you've got a family and you're not covered, hey, what if you freaking died? I'm not messing around. You need to get insured. Do it now. And anyone that I refer you to will do it the same way that we teach and we talk about here. And that advice provider, wherever you are in Australia, are happy to have a complimentary discussion with you at no cost to see where you're at and see if they can help. So what have you got to lose? Have a chat today. Jump on to sortyourmoneyout.com and click get help. Hey, just a reminder, we run two other podcasts, My Millennial Money Property. It's about property, that's all. And if you're under 23 years old, Gen Z Money, it's for you. Check them out now wherever you're listening to this podcast. Okay, so let's just recap on these points and we'll get out of here. It's a little short podcast today, John, a little bit shorter.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's all right.
Yeah, we're just straight to the point, bam. A clear strategy in what you're doing. Get rid of fear and uncertainty, educate yourself and get confidence, have a positive mindset. Now are your four ones, John.
Mm-hmm.
My handful, a little bit more than four. There you go. It's so funny. I sometimes go into other groups and read stuff about me and heaps of people think I'm a douchebag.
Do they?
Self-confident douchebag.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm only having fun.
Yeah. Well, you're laughing at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
It's actually not a competition.
No. Yeah. And we're not on here to be someone that we're not either.
No.
So.
Yeah. You don't know me.
But how's that lady who stopped us in the street the other day?
Oh, John had his first brush with like someone.
Wasn't my first. It was second.
Second. So we're sometimes out and about. Like there's been a heap of you in Melbourne or Sydney and we're just kind of, well, I haven't been with you at the time, but will come up to me. Oh, hey, Glenn, listen to podcast, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we were recording an episode the other day at Flower & Co. and I had that strange gut feeling. I'm like, I'm just going to take a tote bag. I don't know why. I just thought I'm going to take a new tote bag because there might be someone I can give it to.
Yeah. Didn't have your potatoes or carrots or anything.
Didn't have, it was a brand new one. That didn't have my blueberry stains on it. And yeah, this lady came up. She was from, you know, West in Sydney. Mm. Saw us. She was up on the coast. She's got family up here.
Yeah.
And said hello.
Amazing.
John was in shock that someone recognized him, not in a nice photo. So.
Good honor.
But anyway, my points from the douchebag who's self-confident, who's got more points than John.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
No, it's not, but I'm winning.
No. Well, it's
and I'm also
your show apparently, so make shit up. And
yeah, that's right. Set a timeline, write down a list of things, check them off. Don't worry about what others think. get help, don't aim for perfection, and don't worry about making the wrong decision.
Mm.
Because realistically, John, I think if we go through all of those things, you've got less of a chance of making the wrong decision anyway, because you're educated, you've got rid of fear, you've got a clear strategy, you've got the positive mindset, you've got a list of things, you've got a timeline.
Yeah.
The chances of making a wrong decision is very much removed.
Well, they're minimized, aren't they?
Yeah.
And as you said before, while you're sitting around for 6 months thinking about making a decision, someone's already made it and got on with their life.
Absolutely.
How much more stress-free is your life because you're continually taking action?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So become that doer.
Yeah. I want to finish on this. A lot of you know I helped organize the National Conference for the Association of Financial Advisors, which at the time of this recording, I'm a director on the board. So my responsibility was to help in the conference committee and be the conference chair.
I saw that jerk who was negative Nancy about it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we cough a bit. I cough it everywhere, don't I?
Yeah.
It's just if I cared what people thought, I'd freaking be a raving hot mess.
You would have dressed up to come in and do this podcast.
Yeah, and we actually had the advantage of we actually had the privilege of having Julie Bishop, Australia's previous foreign minister, the Beige, and may as well just thank AIA. They sponsored her.
Yeah.
A lot of you have AIA insurance. What up?
Did you disrespect her in a photo that I saw?
No.
You say, hey, Bish.
Yeah, I said, hey, Bish, what up? Because on Channel 9 on the election night, they had the Bish boot.
Oh, did
people call her the Bish, right. And she would boot people with these big boots. So, yeah, no disrespect.
Nah.
Anyway, so Julie Bishop was talking about the decision-making process.
Mm.
And she said a lot of businesses don't do this. A lot of governments don't do this. And she says, look, there's basically three things that I always do that is a sound decision-making process, but then I add a fourth, so there's kind of four things. And this really blew my mind, John, and I'll get Laura to put it up on socials.
Yeah.
Number one, get the decision and ask yourself, compared to what?
Yep.
So we're doing this. What's it compared to? So it might be I'm changing careers. Okay, well, the upside is the downside there, blah, 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 compared to staying here and not doing anything. So just compare it.
Yeah.
Okay. Could be with property.
Yeah.
Compare this one to that one. It could be starting a business, not having a business or, okay. So decision-making process, number one, compared to what?
Yep.
Number two, what is the cost of the decision?
Yep.
Now, we're talking about financial cost, reputation cost, and a personal cost.
Yeah, lifestyle cost, yeah.
All that. So at what cost is this decision, good or bad, going to be? Three is a good one and it flings down to your ones, you know, educate yourself and it moves down to educate yourself and get some help.
Mm.
What is the evidence? So I want to make this decision. What's the evidence that it could work?
Yeah.
What's the evidence that it might not work?
Yeah. And what's the worst that can happen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and that's weird. And the fourth point was what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
So if I make this decision, what could go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. And I personally use that more than anything to make decisions.
Yeah.
Is, well, if I clean the dishes up, what's the worst that can go wrong? I break a plate.
Yeah. You get wet hands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love the decision-making process. Compared to what, at what cost, what is the evidence, and what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
You guys.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Jules. Love your work. Got a nice photo with Jules. A few of you saw that on the Instagram a while ago.
Yeah.
So we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye. If you are after personal financial advice, this podcast is not for you. But if you do want somebody to talk to, jump onto sortyourmoneyout.com and click on Get Help, and I'll be able to put you in touch with an advisor or a mortgage broker who can actually sit down with you or have a Skype or a Zoom meeting and really work out what you need based on your own personal circumstances.
My Millennial Money supports A21. A21 is a non-profit organization that exists to abolish slavery everywhere. These guys rescue real people from human trafficking across the world. If you want to learn more about how you can contribute to the fight against human trafficking, check out a21.org/au.
Remember, we hang out on Insta at MyMillennialMoney. If you're a regular listener, you're welcome to join our Facebook group. If you want more money hacks, be sure to subscribe to My Millennial Money Express. It's short money hacks anywhere, anytime, right into your ears. Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.
So, you know how I do a bit of traveling around?
Yes.
And you do it as well.
Yes.
When I was in the States and then at various motels, I'm just so baffled, John.
Hey,
absolutely baffled.
Tell me, I'm going to guess. Customer service.
Nope.
Quality of room.
Nope.
Tips.
Nope.
Don't know.
I'm baffled. The hotels I was staying at, the Airbnb that I was staying at, and another place in the States I was staying at, the hot water in the sink and shower, instant.
What's that?
You know, at my house, I turn the hot on, and your house, probably you got to wait 3 weeks for the hot to come. I want to know if there's a plumber there, jump on Instagram, send us a message. Like, are they putting, I know there's, is it a hot water system closer or is it somehow pumping the hot water through the pipes always?
Gravity fed.
No.
Well, you're a plumber now, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Duh.
Oh.
Just baffled.
Interesting, yeah. But it's good nonetheless.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my baffling
thing.
It's good
observation.
Yeah, because I'm like, this is really good. What hot water system do you have at home?
Just one on the wall. Gives me hot water.
No, but like, is it a...
I turn it on and 30 seconds later, I got hot water.
Yeah, but like, is it a gas?
It's electric.
This isn't relevant to anyone.
Oh, look.
This is how my mind works. I want to know what hot water system. Do you have
I'm not a detailed man, so...
Do you have an infinity one or it's like heats up overnight? I've got one of those gas ones that's like as big as a toolbox on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And it's infinity.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Now I've got a big one by the side of the house.
Yeah. Mm. When are you renovating?
Well, the pool's getting dug next week.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Will that be ready for summer?
Exciting times. Hopefully.
So you're doing the pool and are you knocking down the house or?
Eventually.
Hey, do you want to, we should like get some.
Joint venture?
No. We should do something like do some episodes on your site.
On site, yeah.
Just to like toolbox talk.
Yeah, maybe we can.
So are you going to an architect or a designer? What's the process?
Well, without revealing our personal details to the world.
No, do it. I always do it.
Without Amy's permission. She's actually doing a building design course at the minute.
Yeah. So. Well, she's pretty arty anyway.
Yeah, she's a smart lady.
Yeah.
10 times smarter than her husband. Yeah,
she lowered her standards for you, didn't she?
Massively. Yeah, but it's paying her back in spades.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah.
So, okay, so are you – so what – because just work us through. You bought a is it three better?
Yep.
With a decent-sized yard.
Mm.
You're putting the pool in.
Yes.
And conceptually, what do you want to do with the house?
Knock it down and start again.
Oh, are you actually doing that?
Yeah.
Where are you going to live while that happens?
Oh, probably Amy's mum.
I was going to say, don't say my house.
Or Glenn's house. Yeah. I could actually stay in here.
You could.
Hmm. See how that goes.
So when are they knocking that down?
I don't know. Well, it'll be the next couple of years.
My dream house in Australia will have a basement.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're so good.
For all the alcohol you drink or?
Nah, yeah, mate, yeah. I don't drink if anyone's wondering. No, I just think they're such cool things.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm a bigger fan of backyards. I just want to spec the backyard up so that we just spend all our time out there, especially where we live in Australia.
But will you design your house so like the kitchen and living area sprawls out?
Totally. Yeah. Totally, yeah. Yeah.
You could do like a like a half open so it's almost stays open.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, bifolds and or whatever. But, yeah, that's indoor-outdoor kitchen.
And will you get, obviously, a private builder to do it or will it be like a specky house?
Yeah, nah, private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you reckon you'll spend?
I don't know. I went from hot water system in America backyard.
I was just curious. You'd be spending a mil, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Depends. Are you blushing that I'm asking your personal
depends
details?
Depends on my wife's design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather big McMansion or small in quality? That's no euphemism either.
I think with three kids, we need a certain amount of space, but I think practical space. Like Ames and I are both on, well, we need big garage, big storage areas off the garage, big lots of storage to put stuff away.
You know, like 15 years ago when they were building all those home estates and all that, there was like, you know, it's middle of suburbia and there's probably people who live in these houses. Oh, that's the formal dining room and that's that. And it never got used.
No, I don't think.
It's a waste of space.
Yeah, the whole lounge dining is really one today, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dream house has a sunken lounge room.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, yours has got that at the moment.
It has.
Yours is a 70s house.
Sunken.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So when are we knocking yours over?
Well, when we can monetize this podcast.
You'll be waiting a while.
not sure yet. We'll get the backyard done. We'll get some photos. We'll get out on site and have a swim.
And I probably won't be swimming. But the pool, is it concrete or one of those?
Concrete, yep.
Oh, you're doing concrete, like Pebble Creek?
Pebble Creek, yep.
Salt water?
Salt water. Basketball court.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it going to have a beach entry one end? It's a bit of a waste of space, the beach entries, aren't they?
Little bit, yeah. But it'll still be there probably. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, we probably haven't got any listeners left by now. So.
I know, it's just interesting, you know. I want to know this stuff.
Mm.
I don't ask this I just never know. So I've just want to know, John.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not sure the world's better off for hearing it.
John gets a bit nervous, don't you, when we talk about your personal stuff?
I'm nervous that if Amy listens to it, she'll kill me.
Really?
No, she won't.
She's a good kid.
She is good.
Yeah.
No, you just got to be humble.
You do.
Mm.
No, but it's humble brag. No, joking. Yeah. No, it's just interesting because, you know, you're a bit of a big deal.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No.
You are. People want to know, John.
Where it's at.
No, to be honest. I'm going to actually turn it down a bit with what I tell people about my personal situation.
Oh, yeah. So you put it on to me instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone wrote a comment that is like, oh, you're just talking about business class and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he's bloody just telling it. It's not appropriate for this demographic. And
yeah, okay.
Just feeding his ego.
Mm. Do you reckon he's still listening?
Nah.
Yeah, long gone.
Yeah, so I've just decided I'll probably just turn it down a notch because I like to use it as examples, but just, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not tell anyone my stuff anymore.
Yeah, all right.
Are you awkward yet?
No, I'm fine. All right, let's go.
See ya.
See ya. Let's go get lunch.